The head of a major national real estate company based in Williamstown, Massachusetts, has given a rare interview to WAMC to talk about his life and work. For almost four decades, the national headquarters of Inland Management has sat quietly in Williamstown, Massachusetts.
We're probably one of the largest companies in Berkshire County. You know, our revenue is approaching $200 million a year.
Harry Patton, 83, is the owner, chairman, and founder of National Land Partners, which touts billions of dollars of real estate sales.
My dad was born in 1881. That puts him back, puts my grandfather back to the time of Lincoln. It's kind of crazy, isn't it? My dad was a trader. He grew up in North Dakota and moved to Massachusetts in the probably late 1800s and moved to Lynn, Massachusetts and started buying and selling and trading real estate and whatever. And I guess that's how I got into my blood.
Land wasn't the first commodity Patton tried his hand at.
I was a vacuum cleaner salesman in college. And after college, I stayed selling vacuum cleaners for a few years and became a distributor for them, and they lived in Rhode Island. And I really got kind of sick of it. So I answered an ad in the Wall Street Journal, and I met a man who was in the land development business in Norfolk, Virginia. Flew down and met him. He gave me $300 a week salary, which I thought was absolutely phenomenal in 1962. And I went to work, and I've been doing it ever since.
Inland Management, which employs 35, does all of the marketing, sales, accounting, and legal work required to support the work of National Land Partners, which has over 100 employees nationwide.
We buy great big pieces of land and make little pieces of land out of them, and to satisfy a home building market. For right now, there's a tremendous shortage of lots. Builders can't get lots. Back in 2006, 2007, money became so tight that land developers builders couldn't carry a lot of lots on their, or a lot of land on their balance sheet. So they cleaned it drained it off, and now today they have a hard time replacing it. So a lot of builders today do not have lots to build on.
Though Patton loves the Berkshires, he describes doing business in the Bay State as, quote, difficult. Much of the land he deals in, thousands and thousands of acres, is in states like Colorado, Wyoming, the Carolinas, and Texas.
We fly the Texas flag outside of our building. Nobody's ever asked why. The reason, I guess, is because we do a lot of business in Texas. Texas has become one of our prime spots It doesn't make really a lot of sense why we'd be here in Massachusetts, but we're here in Massachusetts because we've been here a long time.
Patton brought his business to Williamstown almost 35 years ago after the realization that his company had outgrown its then headquarters.
I moved to Stamford, Vermont, and our company was doing very, very well. And in 1985, we went public and became a public company in the New York Stock Exchange in a farmhouse in Stamford, Vermont. And we bought all the houses around, and they all became offices. And one morning I woke up and I said, I got to get out of here, right? The people working in my house, so we had offices in my house, and here we are, a New York Stock Exchange company.
He also invested in Paradise Farm when he came to Williamstown, building a home and developing a produce business on the almost 80-acre plot of land located by the Five Corners.
And we started growing a little garden, and we grow vegetables. Today we sell about $500,000 worth of produce out of this farm.
Another of Patton's local holdings is the Turboprop East aircraft supply and repair business at the North Adams Airport, which employs a staff of 17.
Well, I've always had an airplane, and I had an airplane that was parked over at North Adams Airport. And the people that owned Turboprop at the time wouldn't let me put my airplane inside. So they filed bankruptcy. And I bought the company and put my airplane inside. And since then, it's been a great little business.
Alongside all of Patton's success in business is his philanthropic work.
Many years ago, I had an accident, and I went to Mass General. And they took me in, and they were very, very busy. And I spent most of the first day there waiting in the emergency room. And I swore I didn't want to ever be outside and waiting on a cot in the emergency room again. And I'd see what I could do to help them.
His donations paid for a floor of the hospital's cancer ward and established a chair in its development office in honor of one of his favorite doctors. Patton's support also benefits Junior Achievement of South Florida, which teaches life skills like math and financial literacy to 50,000 students a year, and Southeastern Guide Dogs, which trains dogs to work with the blind and veterans. At the University of New Hampshire, Patton contributes to the Entrepreneurship Center, which allows students to develop innovative business ideas.
It is not run by faculty. It's run by outside entrepreneurs who want to see kids become engaged.
His work has garnered him recognition among a rarefied group. In 2011, Patton was inducted into the exclusive Horatio Alger Association of Distinguished Americans, alongside figures like Roger Ailes, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Michael Bloomberg. One of the most personal ways Patton has attempted to communicate to the world what he's learned in life is through a book he wrote with his daughter, Andrea, What Kids Need to Succeed.
The secret of what kids need to succeed is pretty simple. Kids need discipline, they need a work ethic, they need to tell the truth, they need to do some of the basic things that most of us were taught.
While Patton has no intent to retire, a succession plan is currently being developed. When asked what he's most proud of, Patton doesn't hesitate. His reputation.
I don't think there's any people out there who know me are detractors. I think we do a great job. We have a great company, and we've been around a long time.
Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.